Imagine you get a property tax bill that claims your home is worth five times what it's really worth. You can't afford to pay it, and you fall behind. Eventually, you get the dreaded yellow bag on the front door handle. Inside is a notice from the county. It says it's going to foreclose and auction off your house. Now, as you're fighting foreclosure, you discover you never owed a dime of those taxes in the first place, but it's too late. The American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan says this is true for thousands of people in Detroit, and they're suing to try to prevent more foreclosures. I'm Tracy Samilton. In this story, you'll meet Walter Hicks, a man who's been trying to get an exemption from paying property taxes since 2012. The first thing you'll notice about the street in front of Walter Hicks' home is it's peaceful. There's lots of trees, chirping birds. Most of the lawns are mowed. But then you see that the houses on either side of Hicks' home are boarded up, and there are lots of boarded up homes all down the street. That doesn't seem to put even a little dent in his pride of ownership.
Well, I got the house through the auction in 2012. I got it for $2,400. And I've been here ever since, and I love my house. So I always wanted my own house, and this is my first house. Picture windows, I have three picture windows, one on this side, one on the side, and one in the back. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, I always wanted something like that.
Then he got his first property tax bill. The city said his house was worth $45,000. Hicks says he got it appraised at $9,000. He lives on less than $16,000 a year in disability, so he should qualify for a poverty exemption. But unlike many cities in Wayne County, Detroit's exemption application isn't online. So he caught the bus to City Hall.
And I had to get a ticket, get in line, wait, fill out an application to get an application.
He filled it out and sent it in. Months later, he got a denial, no reason given. The second year, he didn't bother applying. But the third year, he tried again. And when he was denied again, he went down to City Hall and was told, it's because you own two houses. That was news to him. He got the address of the second house.
I went down to the Register of Deeds, and I got a copy of the deed. And I said, oh, this man got the same first name and last name as mine. But he got a middle initial, M. So I took my ID and everything down to the City County Building again. And they told me I should have put my initial on the paper. I said, but the application doesn't say that. And I was denied. I said, but this is not me. And you see it's not me. You're denied.
Hicks says he really wanted to make a scene, but he didn't want to get arrested. So he left and gave up. Today, he's in a payment plan for $7,000 of taxes he probably never owed. He's also a plaintiff in the ACLU's lawsuit. They're suing on behalf of people on the verge of losing their homes, not people who already have. The lawsuit says Detroit's actions are a major cause of the city's death spiral of foreclosures. That leaves Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabree holding the bag. His office has to tell people to vacate their homes so they can be sold to someone else in the county auction.
If all the people who are eligible for exemptions would get the exemptions, we would eliminate a huge number of foreclosures automatically.
But here's another problem. It's like the property tax exemption is a big secret in Detroit, and Sabree can't figure out why.
Because everywhere I go and talk about it, people act like it's new. They say, oh, really? Is that right?
It's not new. Sabree says all he can do is get people into payment plans for back taxes and help them apply for an exemption for future taxes. The city says its assessments are fair, and a lawsuit threatens its ability to provide basic services. The ACLU plans to ask a judge later this month to halt all owner-occupied foreclosures until the city makes realistic tax assessments and makes it possible for people to get the poverty exemptions they're owed. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.